Session number 7496.
Mr. Pilling, reel 3. Did you have any letters from home?
Yes, oh yes.
What sort of things, how regularly did they come?
Well, fairly regular. We couldn't grumble, no, couldn't grumble. But we got a parcel at Christmas, a Christmas loaf sent from home. When we got it, it was mouldy. And we in the most sense, not throwing it away. We should have eaten it, then we'd have gotten off sick. We didn't eat it, but it, you know, it had taken so long. I don't know how long it had taken, but it was.
Was this parcel sent from home?
Oh,
or
yes, from home, oh yes.
From your own family?
Yes. Right,
did you get
home.
Any other? Did you get any other parcels from home?
Well, some period I got a wallet from Sunday school, right? You know, but no hotels, I don't think of hotels. No.
Did you write home yourself?
Yeah, oh yeah. You see, you could write home with what they call green envelopes, which they didn't censure, you know. They took it to... you wouldn't say anything that you shouldn't do, you know. So they didn't open them, but if you... I don't know whether you allowed one a week up and a green envelope to write home, but any others, you didn't seal them up because the officer had censured them, you know. Well, I had one censored and I got pulled up over it. And I was right into a chap up where... Well, he joined up the same day as me. Well, he was one of our party that joined up from Dumpenin. And he wasn't the same lot as me, but he were in France. And I was telling him where we were. Hey, this we do like. I didn't get any CB or out, you know, for it. But I was describing position, what we were at. And I think it were after we'd been to the Ypres or something. But, anyway, that's the only one. Oh, yeah, we had a postman, you know, battalion, you know, you have a postman. Mm.
Did you look forward to your letters from home?
Yes, oh, yeah.
When you'd finished a week in the front line... Where did you go? You were pulled back to rest.
Yes.
Where were you pulled back to? Because there's not much of Gallipoli.
Well, you come down on the beach.
Which beach was this?
Isn't it W Beach?
And were you in camp or were you in dugouts or?
No. No, it's like. It would say that's Gallipoli, like, there, you know, that hill there. Well, you could be at this side and they're up to the side, and it'd fire over the top into sea, like. Well, we had a ground sheet to lie on, hadn't we? You know, a ground sheet. Well, we stuck it into the hillside and dug a bit out of the hillside, and it was like that, and two on us get under there. On the ground sheet, and to the ground sheet, we lied on it, two on us, you see. That were all bent at the word, just a ground sheet, sloping, you know.
And did you always use the same hole, you know, when you came back? Was it your hole, or did...
Oh, well, no, not particularly, no.
So you used a different one every time?
Oh, we weren't really one particular hole, right, no.
What were your duties during this rest period? What did you do during the day and night? What sort of duties were you on?
One duty I had was put on cab on a guard over a like it were a wired enclosure with stores in it. On stores.
And what happened then?
Well, We won't say nought about what happened then. We'll leave that. Weren't right. Supposed to be guarding it, and it weren't right. No.
Did you bathe in the sea at all?
No, I didn't. But when we were there, we used to pull our shirts off and try to drown flies and put a shirt in, see. But I don't know whether they drowned them or not. Where we were, there were a dead mule, it seemed, not so far off us, like we could nearly touch it. And a bit farther, one of them boats that they sunk, it were upside down, you could see it. Is it keel at the bottom of the boat? Well, we could have swum out to it. One of them, they were sunk.
But you never actually swam. Why didn't you go for a swim? Was it too cold?
Well, it weren't clean, were it? You wouldn't think of going for a swim when latrines were... No, I didn't... I'm not a good swimmer, but I've had a swim at Suez Canal, but I didn't swim in the sea, no. No, it's filthy, no.
What sort of recreations did you have? What did you do to keep yourself amused, both in the front line and in rest?
There were no recreations in Gallipoli. There were none. No.
You didn't play cards or sing songs or.
Where?
When you were in the rest camp.
There were no camp.
Sorry.
There was no sing song. There were some, Red Cross ambulance tents where they could see them, I think, on mainland, and they never shelled them, I don't think. They didn't do out wrong, I don't think, they didn't Turks, like.
Did you get any shelling from the Turks, from Asiatic Annie, while you were...
Yes. It's an experience, is that,
Can you describe it?
Well, it comes whistling over, everybody had a name for it, Asiatic Annie, but we never heard of it doing any damage, Well, I should say we thought we were going, they must be dropping at sea, but whether they were shelling our ships that were offshore, somewhere, we don't know. Well, that was the biggest experience when 19th. Of December, apart from when we evacuated, which were
I'll come to that. Eventually, you went down sick with jaundice.
Yes.
Could you tell me how all that happened?
Well, then, that the fetch doctor told me I was lying on ground and I couldn't get up.
Was this in the front lines or when you were?
No, we were on the beach after we'd been in front line. That's what happened to me. I couldn't go to the doctor because I couldn't get up. But I got well too soon, that's what I reckoned.
Well, what happened to you when the doctor came? What did he say?
Well, he had to get me. They had to fetch a stretcher and get me on a stretcher and take me away and onto one of them hospital boats, I had some good food on there.
Were you pleased to get away?
Certainly. Very, very definitely.
And what had you got? You got...
We're no life on there that you enjoyed, aren't there? No.
What disease had you got? You got jaundice, had you?
Yes. Well, didn't know not much about it, Yellow jaundice is, they sort of said, it'll affect you all your life or something. Well, I tell you, around about a month, I were out of hospital.
You went back to Alexandria, did you?
Yes.
And how well were you treated?
Well, I were put onto a boat straight away, and it was a Greek boat. They took me back to... And then, soon after, they decided... do when they evacuate? Do you know aught about how it come about? Did it, Ian Hamilton, where he called, come to and survey the position and send road back to London to evacuate?
Oh, Monroe did that, yes.
Right,
he replaced Hamilton.
Oh, well.
At the end of October, which is about when you went ill.
And weren't there a journalist that were writing about it at the same time?
Yeah. You didn't know this at the time, though. You've read about this since.
Oh, yes, yes. I don't know.
What did you feel like when you were in Alexandria and you were obviously getting better from your yellow jaundice? What did you feel about the prospect of being sent back to Gallipoli?
I wanted to find me a job in Egypt, so I wouldn't have to go back. See, a chap, a pal of mine, went out before me. He got a job on lines of communication, so he didn't have to go back. He'd been on Dardanelles, you know, on Gallipoli. He'd been on Gallipoli. And or a telegraph job, you know, like post office stuff. You know.
How did you go about trying to get a job like that?
Well, I couldn't go about it, but I were hoping I'd get one. I didn't know. Yeah, I mean, you sort of hope that somebody say, like, find you a job, you know. But they didn't want that. They said, I'd have to go back.
So, how did they take you back?
How long did it take?
How did they take you back? Did you go
on a Greek ship? And what I remember about that were, we had it were two sausages for his breakfast. By God, they were good. Greek.
When you got back, what was the state of your unit? Had it changed from when you went?
Well, when I got back, some of them had been gone to one of the islands for a rest for, I think, rather more than a week, because my brother was one of them. And when he came back, I don't know, I'd been back, but he said he didn't know me. I'd altered that much, you know.
You'd lost weight, had you?
Well, I fancied my face. He didn't know. I knew him, you know, because he hadn't altered. He came back, and it were after... Well, it might be just before we got word to evacuate. I fancy it would be just about that time. They brought them back because of this evacuation, but I'm not just clear about which day. But they didn't have to go into trenches or all. When they came back, it were all talked about with the evacuation.
What was your health like, Jerry, besides the jaundice? Did you get dysentery at all?
No.
Did any of the rest of your unit?
Well, I suppose a lot of them did, you know. Sick parades, there were that many going sick. Really, he'd say he'd have to go back till tomorrow. I can only take so many. So.
Who'd say that? The
medical officer. Oh, yes, you'd see them. What a lot they were. But they weren't wounded or out. They were sick. But he couldn't get them all off at once. He'd have to come back at morning, like, you know. Every morning they had a sick parade. But I didn't have to go on it.
When did you feel at this time that the Gallipoli expedition was a bit of a failure? Did you think you were going to break through the Turkish lines, or did you think you were, before you were evacuated?
I thought we should never get up alive, that's what I thought. We never thought, you know, I was 2,000 miles away from home, weren't we, Gallipoli? We never thought we'd get off alive, but we did, you know, and We wouldn't have believed that we'd live to be 90 year old if they'd told us on Gallipoli. No, we never took, we couldn't say we could get off, you see, but it were done at night, you know. Because you think, well, they'll find out and we're coming away and, you know, they're attackers. No, it were a bit of a marvel, I should think.
When did you first hear that Anzac Suvla Bridgehead had been evacuated? Did you know at the time when it was evacuated?
Well, I think it was 19th of December, but nobody tells you, you know. It's all rumours that you live on it, Army, you know, rumours.
And were the rumours, what were the rumours going around at the time? Can you remember?
You could hardly believe it. They were going to evacuate, you know, but come through. We didn't know what the evacuation. We never heard of that name, I don't think, till we got there. We're a new name with the evacuation. Oh.
Did was there any big demonstration on the night that Silver and Anzac evacuated?
No.
When was this firing?
This was just during the day. Sometime during the day. You've all to stand to with your on firing step with your bayonet shooting over the top. But we never fired them. And the artillery, I tell you, well, they say like, you know, this plane's being noisy, it flies overhead. They should have been there. Noise. And then, of course, apart from noise, there's a chance you might get it beside, but we didn't. We were just in a trench, and I should say about half an hour, and then they had a do back, but I don't think they did half an hour, but they still had lots of shells.
What did you call it? Did you call it the feu de joie?
Feu de joie. FEUDJOEI. That's about it. That's what it was called. I think it was written somewhere like a feu de joie. They described it as feu de joie. Oh, it was a heavy bombardment. I should think they fired all they had, but it wasn't because we didn't attack at all.
So what was the next stage in the evacuation? When did you hear that Hellas was to be evacuated?
24th of December, my birthday. Prepared to evacuate. And the week after we evacuated. Mm-hmm.
Did you think after... Did you know then that they'd got off Suvla and...
Oh, yes.
And did you think you stood a chance of doing the same sort of thing, or did you think you'd be caught this time?
Well, we expected they were going to evacuate all lot, but we couldn't... We never thought, you know, we could get off without loss. Oh, yeah. After they evacuated, we sort of expected it. So it wouldn't be above a week, you see, 19th to 24th, as I reckon it, you know, that's all memory, but when we got to know to prepare, and I said, that affair, that feu de joie, were on the 19th of December, I'm fairly confident of that, but I don't say but what I could prove wrong, but I think it was that.
So what were you told to do in preparing for evacuation? What was your battalion told to do, and what were you told to do?
We didn't do all particularly, but before, perhaps when last day came, they started getting shut of so much stores, and they gave us all sorts like, when we come off with nearly as much as we could carry in stores, you know, we were well loaded up, but... It was food.
That was actually given to you, was it?
Oh, yes, we
Or were you just carrying it aboard?
No, for yourself, you know. Load of stuff. You were well weighted down with stuff. With dangerous stuff.
So you didn't have any special preparations?
No. No, there were no... Well, I don't know what they could do all we'd, when it's night. You know, that night we were coming away. They sort of had a column down to wherever we were getting onto these boats, you know. I don't know.
Where were you? Were you in the front line or were you...?
No, this is Front Beach, you know.
So what happened on the actual night? Can you remember?
Well, it took us a while, you know, moving slowly down it, dark, and a small boat, we moved onto a small boat. It's all in dark, you can't see it. It takes us to a destroyer, and I think the destroyer were called Mars, I think so. And that takes us out, farther out, somewhere. Oh, no, it took us to Mildred's, I think, the Mildred's.
Had you been given any special instructions for the march down to the beach? Were you told to be quiet?
No, they just tell you to be quiet. You know, I think they told us what time we'd assemble at this place, you know.
You'd got your packs and everything with you?
Oh, yes, yes.
Did they
look well loaded up, I tell you. Not sure you could carry it.
Were your feet muffled or anything like that?
No, no. Oh, no. We had to talk, you know. No talking.
Was this the actual last day of the evacuation?
Yes, yes. There were a lot, yes. I don't know about all line, you know, all the British line, but our part, that were ours.
And what was the date?
When we were told to prepare for evacuation was December 24th.
And you actually left on the...
And we left... We evacuated on the 31st, 1915, last day of the year.
What did you feel about leaving Gallipoli?
Very pleased.
You didn't feel you were betraying your fallen comrades or anything like that, or did you just feel pleased to be...
No thought of betrayal at all. It was a case of, we knew we were beat, we were doing out there. There'd be such losses, both at sea and casualties on land, that it was the only thing they could do to get off.
What did you think of the Turks? I suppose you never really saw much of them.
No, we can't, because we didn't see any.
How about the Australians? Did you see any of them?
Well, we weren't near them, you know. But, no.
Or the French, I suppose you didn't see them either.
No, there were a French line, like, but we weren't near it, no.
Did you see any Indian troops?
Oh, Gurkhas. Well, I don't think they manned the line, but I don't know. But they were on sentry duty, like, you know. We couldn't talk to them. There were Gurkhas. Oh, yes, we saw Gurkhas, yeah.
What did you think of them as troops?
Well, in a way, you think, you know, they're doing for us. It's good like that way, you know. Why should they do? Oh, yes. It seems that we've had these Gurkhas in for a long, long time in our army, haven't we? But, oh yes, there were Gurkhas, but you could, well, I don't know, they knew English. We didn't have any talk with them, anyway. But I think they weren't so tall, were they? I think they aren't tall. But, oh yes, they were helping.
What did you think of your senior officers? Who'd landed you in this at Gallipoli, and who commanded you there? Did you Did the men of your battalion have an opinion about senior officers?
Well, I wouldn't say out about them at all, no.
They weren't complimentary about them?
Well, no, I accept them. I wouldn't say anyway, one way or the other about officers.
When you left Gallipoli,
They did what they're doing at private. You know, they had a servant and I fancy they'd better food. Well, they had. No. I wouldn't particularly pick one out, although they're different. Right?
When you left Gallipoli, where were you taken to? After leaving Gallipoli, where did you go next?
Well, we went to Egypt, you know. We were 13 months in Sinai Desert or around about it, Suez Canal.
What were you doing there?
Well, in front of, like in desert, that's in front of the canal, we had posts that we were manning there, but nothing happened. No, apart from having a plane call, that nothing happened. There were no firing at all.
Did you do any training while you were there?
No, not training. We were training. We carried a rifle for about 4 years and never fired at nobody.
Did you dig any trenches while you were in Sarnia? Did you dig a defensive position?
No. Be a bit of a job digging trenches, he said. I don't know how they'd go on now. We had posts, though. Right?
Were you in camps?
No. Not under tents or out, no.
So where did you...
No buildings, open air.
You just lay out in the open air?
Of course, it's rather cold of a night, like... No.
Could you tell me anything about the advance you made to El Arish?
Well, there were a track and it was wire netting that we walked on. I don't know where we walked. It was all the way from Suez Canal to El Arish, isn't it? But I remember we did walk on. Well, there were no roads at all. We got to El Arish and then we were turned back. And we came back to Kantara.